Blog Talk Radio.
You got it, babe. See, you provide the spirit. You provide.
God bless all of you this morning. I just want the Spirit of the Lord to continue to fill me up. I know that many of you that is listening, especially all over the world, that the Spirit of the Lord is doing just that. He's filling you up, and it comes to a season to where you begin to be filled up with His knowledge, Word, at the Word of God. Things that are going to continue to help you to continue to strive to be successful, to continue to strive to be successful in your life, be successful in your home, be to live a successful, free, happy life. Amen. And God's going to continue to fill you up. Thank you. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And I just give honor to the Spirit of Christ, who the head of my life, my home, my family, all of us. Amen. And also to my wife, First Lady. And I thank God to you as the individual that is a listener that cares so much about your spiritual, your spirit, soul, and salvation, to where you want to continue to tap into a place to where it keeps feeding you. Amen. To keep feeding you and keep giving you the word of truth. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want things that in my life accurate, because I want to see the manifestation of the blessings of the Lord begin to rain in, begin to pour in. But in order for that to do that, it has to be accurate information for we could begin to execute. Amen. And I just thank God for what He is doing with us all over the world, and especially our friends and families in international waters. I give God the honor for our friends and listeners that we greet every morning, and we make sure we try to send out a shout out to them every morning. Amen. Because it is a blessing to have them to come to be a part of. Norway, we thank God for you. Germany, France, we thank God for you. United Kingdom is always a pleasure. Egypt, over there in South Africa, we thank God for you. India, we thank God for you, my God. And I'm friends and family in Australia, we thank God for you. And right here in our friends and families in the United States of America, we see them and shout out. We want to make sure we just acknowledge everyone. I'm trying to acknowledge all our different states and continents that come and be a part with us, because it is a blessing. California, Nevada, Oregon, we thank God for you. Texas, we thank God. Alabama, Florida, we thank God for you. Tennessee, North Carolina, Virginia, it's always a pleasure. Illinois, we see you up in the house. Missouri, Michigan, we thank God for you. Ohio is a blessing. Pennsylvania, we see you. New York, thank God for you. Michigan, Connecticut is always a pleasure. We see you in the house. Delaware, we thank God for you. And right here in our backyard of Georgia, and we thank God for each and every one of you. It's always a pleasure. And I just thank God for what He is doing and what He is taking the body of Christ and the way He's taking each and every one of you. Amen. And you got to always remember, it's going to be a sacrifice. You're going to go through a season to where you're going to be sacrificed. You're going to sacrifice a lot of your time. You're going to sacrifice your body. You're going to sacrifice. But the question is, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? My God, we'll show in how much you're willing to sacrifice. How bad you really want it, we're showing how much you will sacrifice. Amen. And we got to be individual. Let's begin to push and sacrifice. And as the leader of the gospel and as the chosen vessel of God, I want to make sure we give you the tools that you need for you to begin to reach your goal of success. Reach your goal in life, wealth, and spiritual. Amen. But before we get ready to take off in that vein, we want to get ready to bring our very own Mother Jackson. God bless you, Mother Jackson, for she can get ready to pray us and get us covered. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you also this morning, Pastor Temple. First, I would like to say good morning to everyone. I would like to give God the honor who's ahead of my life. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to the throne once more, just thanking you, God. Just a thanksgiving. Just thanking you for another day's journey. Another day, God, that you allowed us to see. Another day that you have breathed down on us and put life in our body once more. God, we thank you just for that. We thank you how you just kept us all night long. First of all, I would like to give honor to Pastor Temple and First Lady Temple, and to my husband, Deacon Joe, And to you, Pastor Smith, and Pastor-elect Barbara Smith and their family this morning, everyone at ADM Ministry. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, because you have breathed down on us once more in the name of Jesus. We thank you how you just kept us safe all last night and up to this point. And that's enough to say, God, we thank you. We give you the glory and the honor just for that in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you. We lift every minister up once more in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you continue to strengthen them, God, shield and protect them, God, and let them stay up on the wall without coming down. Let them continue to cry out your truth, God, in the name of Jesus, without sugarcoating it. God, we thank you for the true word this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, continue, Lord, to let us lay before you to cry out for you. Cry out to you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, let us just sit with you and just conversate with you in the mighty name of Jesus and just give you, tell you everything about us, our likes and don't likes and all, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. We pray, God, continue to create in us a clean heart and renew that right spirit within us in the name of Jesus, God. Keep us focused, God. Keep our minds stayed on you, God, because you said if we did, you'll give us perfect peace, God. We thank you for your perfect peace this morning. We thank you for your joy, Lord, and your love and your kindness in the name of Jesus, God. We just thank you, God, because we realize, God, we can't do nothing without you. Oh, but we can do all things to you, Christ, that strengthen us in the name of Jesus. So we just thank you for your strength, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Whatever you desire for us to do, God, let us begin to just say yes to your will, God, whatever it is, God. If it's a doorkeeper, God, let it emotion, God, let us be the best doorkeeper, God, in the name of Jesus, God. If it's loving someone, God, let us do the best decodable shape. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you for the food that you have prepared to put on our tables in the name of Jesus, God. Most of all, God, we pray continually shield and protect our children as they go out to school, God, and send them back home safely. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. We lift every sick and shed in vessel that it is this morning, God. We pray, God, that you touch them, God, from the crown of the head to the sole of their feet this morning. We thank you for healing them in the name of Jesus, God. You said by your strength, we are healed. And let us continue to stand on your word, meditate on your word day and night in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, God. We ask that you go into the high rise this morning, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you shield them and protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up the homeless once again, God. Make a way out of no way for them, God. Let them realize that they don't have to stay in that situation. They have to want to come out, Hadamoshe, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And you're the only one that can bring them out of the situation, God. Oh, God, how we think. We lift up our loved ones this morning, family members, God. Pray, God, that you continue to tuck on them, God. Draw them near to you, save, deliver, and set in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord. We lift up our companions this morning in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you just do a new thing in their life, God. Let open their eyes so they can see, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We need you, Lord. We need you for every expectation. Everything in our life that we go to do, God, even this season, God, we need you in the decision, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to walk with us, God. Hold us just like a child that you're holding by the hand, God, step by step, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning. We can't help but to thank you in the name of Jesus, God. We ask that you just follow the streetwalkers, God. Save them, deliver, and set them free, God. We have to realize they have a soul out, so, God. So let us reach out to them, God, in the name of Jesus. Let us reach out to the one that smoked crack, God. Let us reach out to the pimps, God. in the name of Jesus. God, they have to know these things before the time come, God. Let them know these are the last days, God. It's time for us to cry out like never before, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us begin to love one another like you have loved us, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning for just this brand new day. I thank you, Lord, for all things. We go to Boshay this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I realize, God, this morning we need to get up, Haraboshay, and begin to shake ourselves and just say hallelujah anyhow. No matter what we are going through, no matter what the situation is, just to know, God, that you're going to bring us out. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you for your strength, God. Oh, God, we thank you for our trials and our tribulation, God. Continue to let us stay focused and go through, God, and face our giants head up in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. I pray, God, this morning that you touch every internet, telephone, laptop this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let your Holy Spirit go through the phones and laptops, God, this morning in the computers, God. Touch, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Change somebody's mind, God, that's been wandering around, wondering, just wondering. God, give them a still mind, that still mind in you, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray, God, that you give somebody some peace today, God, that don't have peace, God. Let them feel your peace in the mighty name of Jesus. No, God, I thank you this morning, God. I thank you for everything that you're doing even right now. No matter what the situation is, God, don't let us look at the negatives, God, but let us look what you're doing in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you go into the hospital, Lord, and walk the floors, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Yes, there is no cure for AIDS, God, but I realize a little shit, God. Your blood equitable shape will cure AIDS in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask that you touch the heart patients, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, equitable shit, God. Diabetes in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Blood will cover diabetes in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, equitable shit, God, because we realize it's nothing too hard for you to do, God. Oh, God, let us begin to just stand still and see your salvation move in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We realize sometimes we can be such in a hurry, God, about Sunday, and move when we need to be standing still, huh? And see you moving for us in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for all things, God. Oh, God, this morning we lift up our haters, huh? We realize that the most, Sunday, the most, huh? That our haters motivate us the most, God. So we say thank you for them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, how we thank you, God. We give you all the glory this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift up every spiritual mother that it is, God. Continue to let the double shake. Pour out the wisdom of the double shake, God, to the young and the old in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continue to strengthen them in a mighty way. Continue to shield and protect them in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. We lift up the teachers this morning. God, we realize that you are the teacher over the teachers, God, this morning, God. But we pray for them also, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray for the evangelists this morning, God. We pray, God, that you strengthen them, God, and let them stand fast in you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Every apostle, every preacher, every teacher at all, God, continue to just lead them and to guide them, the most shake, God, and fill them up, the most shake, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning as you walk with us and talk with us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to hold our shoulders back, God, and open our mouth, God, the most shake, and declare the glory of the Lord. We thank you this morning, God, for all things, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you because you've been so good to us down through the years, God. Down through the years when we was in our mess, and Lord, oh, shit, God, you still was good to us. You gave us mercy, chance and chance and chances, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, for bringing us up, teaching us what love was, God. teaching us what peace is, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we could just lay in you, God, and just rest in your peace, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hey, glory to God this morning. God, we thank you, God. We thank you for the shelter that you prepared over our head, God. In the most, God, it's just a temple word and shelter, God. Oh, God, but when you call us home, God, that'll be our temporary, that'll be our permanent home, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, continue to get us dressed up in this dressing up room right here, God. Continue to get our heart right, God. Our minds right. And emotion, our spirit right. Continue to let us live right like you have, Oboche, have in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to carry our cross, God, Oboche, God. Because we realize each and one of us have a cross that we have to carry. Sometime on the way, it gets so heavy, God. Oh, God, but Oboche, when we put our minds on you and what you went through, Oboche, you went through, God. It's nothing too hard for us to do in the mighty name of Jesus. And just let us have you in our minds to the Moshe, and let us stay focused in you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you touch the melody, disturb people's minds this morning, God. Hey, glory be to God. Touch, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, that they keep them safe and sound, too, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, I ask you, I lift up the older people, God, in the name of Jesus, God, some of us old people need to be, we need to be saved and filled with your Holy Spirit, God. And, God, this morning, I pray, God, that you draw them near to you, God, the one that's still out in the street, God, doing what they want to do, God, draw them near to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them know it's a better life, it's a better way than they are doing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord. God, I thank you, God. I realize, God, whatever we came from, God, it'll going to be a time, God, that you'll send us right back into that place, God, to minister to those same people, and let them know if he did it for me, he can do it for you. God, we thank you today, God. We realize what you're doing in these last days, God. We thank you, God. Oh, the most take up for taking the dirty junk garments out of us, God, and putting on clean garments this morning, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, let us have a mind and a heart, the most, God, to repent for the remission of our sins, God. When we know we have been wrong, when we know we have been treating somebody wrong, lying on the most, God, let us begin to repent in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Even the thoughts that we have, God, we don't say it, God, but you know our thoughts, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, if we had any wrong thoughts about anybody, God, we pray, God, this morning, forgive us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we just say hallelujah this morning. Glory to your name, God. We look to the hill this morning, which come in our help. We realize all our help coming from you, because no other God that we know, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the job that we are on, some of us are on, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. As we go into our job place, God, let us be the best worker, the most standard of God, that we can be here in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us go to Moshe, God. Just thank you for all things, God. Don't let us take it for granted that you got to do the echo, Moshe, God. Moshe, that you don't, God. But you do it incredible, because you love your children, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to love you, Lord, as you have loved us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Give us that mind frame, God, that we can rise that when you breathe on us in the morning, that we can rise to the Moshe, God, and give you the glory, and bend down on the Moshe, on knees, God, and begin to pray and call on you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us forget about ourselves, God, and begin to cry out for somebody else in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us continue to boost you up, God. Boost you up, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us begin to tell everybody about a man named Jesus, God, that he's still saving, that he's still delivering, he's still making ways out of no way, out of our sight, when we can't even see the way. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We glorify your name, God. These things we ask you this morning, Lord, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord.
I dare you to just take about 30 seconds and begin to just worship the living God. I dare you to begin to just take 30 seconds and begin to just touch the presence of him. I know that many of you are on your way to work, getting ready for work, getting the kids ready or whatever. But just take a minute to begin to just worship the living God. I can truly feel his presence. And by his presence being here, that is, my God, that is approval that God said, I'm ready to move for you. That is approval that God is saying that I'm already turning some things around. That is approval that God is saying, baby, I don't hurt you, brother. I'm there for you. I am with you. But I just need you to take a minute to stop to acknowledge me. I need you to take a minute to stop just reverence me. I need you to take a minute to just give me the glory and just worship with me. Amen. Some of you just take a few minutes and just say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. You kept my kids. Help me.
Yes.
I thank you. Even though I don't know how this day gonna pan out, but God, nevertheless, I thank you. I'm gonna claim my healing today. I'm gonna claim my financial turnaround today. I'm gonna claim that, God, that I'm finna be doing better. I'm finna be walking stronger.
Yes.
I'm finna tap into you today. Today finna be a turnaround. Today finna be the day that I am taking possessions of my life.
Yes.
I'm taking authority of my walk. I shall not walk into a place where I am walking in vain. I'm talking in vain. I'm prophesizing in vain. I am praying in vain. I'm praying for a place or a prophesizing from a place of emotions where I don't hear somebody say, I don't hear somebody to talk, I don't hear somebody begin to prophesied, and I adopted that style, God. I shall not adopt the styles of men anymore, but God, I shall tap into your presence, tap into your glory, tap into who you are, and allow who you are connect with who I am, and that too will bring forth an intimacy, a relationship that calls me to begin to prophesy, thus says God, begin to speak, thus says God, begin to believe, thus says God, and everything that is attaching in me from mind-wise and also my spiritual walk, it's going to begin to change because everything that I'm receiving from this moment forth is nothing but the pureness of God, pureness of his will, pureness of his word, pureness of his food, pureness of his prophecy, pureness of prayer, pureness of receiving it. In the name of Jesus, we shall not be individuals take on contamination. Substance will as the word of God that is speaking out of others. Substance as the word of God, because I'm not in a place of understanding. Substance of the word of God, what individual says in their prayer language, in their prayer tongue. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost from a place of teaching, from a place, my God Almighty, a lecturing and also encouraging, God. We shall not take on things that are going to contaminate our spirit, that calls us not to walk in the truth and also in the light of you, but we shall be individuals and peoples of God that takes on nothing but the truth of you. If it doesn't, my God, if we're not in a place to where we are studying to show ourselves approved, God, I ask you to cause our minds to go to blank, for we don't want to begin to relay words of what comes from the heart of man, but we want to relay words that what comes from, my God, studying and showing ourselves approved, come from the place of where you don't release in the atmosphere to us, God. We thank you that we are who you say we are. We are who you say we are, and we're going to hear what you have to say. Do what you have to do. Well, so if it's in the servant or a shepherd that you put over us that is speaking from your mouth, or well, so is from you divinely in the spirit to our ears. God, we are here as new vessels, new creatures, new sons and daughters within you, and our soul will say hallelujah in the house. We thank you for taking us, God, and direction of where we need to be. My God, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. 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 I want to say this again before we start off and get ready to shoot into a place, my God Almighty. When you come into a place of change and come into a place of new, you're going to have to change everything about you. You got to change your surroundings. You got to change your language, your where you language. You got to bring your language also, my God, vocabulary in a capacity to where you are. You got to change the mentality of what's around you. You cannot continue to do certain things or continue to operate a certain way and thinking you're going to receive or you're going to and you're going to receive everything on this in this new place where you are. If you continue to do different things where you are, you're going to begin to receive the same exact thing where you left from. And that's one thing of the enemy that he want you to want us to do. He want us to receive. He don't want us to advance into rims and rims. He want us to stay into the place where he at, where we are. Because as we continue to advance, he's going to throws him off balance, and it throws the demonic forces off balance to where they got to retry to learn you. You know, they got to learn you. But we as saints of God, we got to kind of different. We too busy trying to learn them, my God, where they need to try to learn us. Why? Because we're moving from glory to glory. We're moving from realm to realm, place to place. We don't have time to stay in one position, for they have the time to study us, to learn us, to know our every move, to know our every thought, amen, to know what trigger us, to know what caused us to back off, caused us not to pray, caused us not to be engaged, caused us to get frustrated, worried, caused us to look like we are defeated, and caused us to walk in unbelief. They should not have that type of information or that type of resources where they begin to cause you to get off balance. If they begin to use these certain things as an attack on you and they begin to move you, it's because you are still in a place and they're learning you. It's learning you. It takes time for you to sit there and to learn an individual or learn certain subjects or learn. It takes you being a student. So in other words, the demonic entities are students to your life. They are students to you. And when they begin to study and begin to begin to find your trigger points, begin to find that what make you frustrated or make you begin to put things into your life that cause you to begin off balance, that's where they could begin to have a successful attack on you, on your marriage, on your home, on your family. Why? Because we constantly doing the same old, same old. Time goes on, but we still standing still. Years goes by, we still having the same language. But it's nothing that is challenging us, or we am not challenging ourselves to bring our receiving box into a new capacity, larging out to receive things from God so we can keep enhancing. When an individual gets frustrated, they get to the point to where they don't know no other thing to do, nothing else to do. I don't know anything. Basically what they're saying, I exhausted all the information that I have. That's basically what we are saying. We are saying we exhausted all the information and all the resources that I have. I don't have no more information. I don't have no more resources. So therefore, I don't know what else to do. I don't know which way to go. I don't know who to call on. I don't know what to do. So now, watch this, I have to depend on somebody else's capacity. I have to depend on somebody else's knowledge. I got to depend on what somebody else says, and I got to depend and trust what somebody else do. That's what happened to us in the body of Christ. We don't came to a place to where we don't heard that God done raised up on the third day. We don't heard Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. We don't heard, oh, you're going to be cursed, or this here. We don't heard every religious quote or every religion quoter that it could possibly be said to an individual. So now we're to a place to where our capacity box is full, and it needs to be reconstructed for it could be enlarged, for I can receive new rhema, fresh manner, for my life could keep advancing. So now we get into a place of frustration because we don't exhaust it. Some of us don't exhaust it so and so much to where I'm so tired of hearing this principle because I don't see this principle working for me. Can we be truthful here? But some of us going to exhaust certain different things and doing certain things, but guess what? We are seeing the same result. So now we become frustrated because everything that has been taught, everything that has been said, you could say, Pastor, you know what? I'm operating in it. So I'm operating in it. Now it's not working. I am tired. So in other words, what you are really saying that I exhausted all the information that I have that I've been operating in on this level, and since I exhausted, I don't know anything else to do. That's how you understand you don't move to another realm. Because when you don't move to another place in your life and you don't change into another area into your life, what you did on the last realm is not going to help you on the new one. So now you got to open up your understanding. What happened to us, we take everything from kindergarten, first grade, third grade, and everything, and we think that's it. That's a period on it. We think that that's going to go over for the rest of your life, rest of your spiritual walk. This is what it is. This is it. That's all the education from the spiritual intellect that we receive in, and that we feel as though that's it. So we begin to reduplicate certain things, certain movements, and certain quotas, and certain things that we said. We begin to go back over and over and over and over until we done exhausted ourselves. It's just like a kid that come from first grade and they learn how to read. They learn 1 + 1. What is 1 + 1? They learn that is 2. So they take that equation and they take that mathematic problem and they try to take that problem all the way through school, and they not open up their capacity to learn anything else because they feel as though what they learned first, that is it. That is it. Everything else outside of that is witchery. It's not of God. It's just not of God. Why? Because they have not took the time to be a student to the gospel and for their life to open up to the capacity and understand that it's deeper, it's more things in God, it's more things in the realm of the spirit that it will blow past your mind. That's why we have to spend eternity in heaven, because you are not going to get to a place in heaven where you're bored, because there's so much going on and there's so much going around because we are with the Creator. So we with the Creator, we are not going to get to that place of war. So now what God is doing, he bringing the frustration not for you to interpret it as an enemy attacking you. And that's what we have. Because why? That is the place where we learn from. So we don't took that information and we don't took that in every part of our life. We don't took that grade school information that the devil is attacking us. Now every phase in our life, we have an attack. Individuals, saints of God, I've been in the gospel for 15, 20, 30, 40 years, we still saying the same elementary, my God, vocabulary. And I don't mean to assault no one intelligent. I just want to bring your intellect into another place of capacity for God to continue to grow you, for you could continue to advance in the kingdom. Amen. So we don't took this information and we don't use this in every part of our life to where God crossing his legs, the enemy crossing his legs, said, nah, this is old. He must the kids' lingo. Language done changed. Many of you have street slang to where when you was coming up, you know, you say some things hip, or you say some hip, and you know that was nice. Whatever them type of words were very popular. They was very in style. Now you begin to say these words in this day and age, and with the kids now, they'll look at you like, "What are you talking about? That is so out of style." They begin to say things like "you lit" or "you on fleet" or you know. Or different things like that. The lingo don't change. The style don't change. Amen. Because of the demographic don't change. Where is the saints of God today? Where are we at with our knowledge, with our understanding, receiving from God, with different things? If God say, I am Alpha and Omega, I am the beginning and I am the end, I'm pretty sure that the beginning is nothing like the ending. I'm pretty sure that it was a process that taken before we could get to the end result. And that's the same thing with your life. It's a process. Your beginning is not your end. But it's a process that you're going to have to continue to go through to get to that final product. And once you get to that final product, you can look back over your life and you can say, my God, I thank God for where I come from. I'm nowhere I used to be, my God Almighty, and I thank God for where he done brought me from. My God. So the enemy begins to challenge our intellect and our capacity. He's not challenging the power of God. He's not actually challenging the power of God. He actually challenging the power of God or your knowledge within you. He's challenging you. He know what the power of God is. He know what the word says. He know the words that resist me, he shall flee. He understand his protocol. And he know when he hear divine, my God, the divine words that lines up with God, he has to obey. He has to obey. It's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. That is the law, or that is the order that God set between him, between them two, from the Garden of Eden. He has to obey. So what he does, he challenge you. He challenge where you at. He's challenged the level. He's challenging your level that you are on. He's challenging you, and he wants you to stay in second grade, third grade, and grade school. He don't want you to grow up. He don't want you to be a mature individual because he know once you get to a place and you begin to grow up, you're going to tap into a place in God that he is not going to be able to do anything about. My God, all he could do is huff and puff like the big bad wolf, but because you don't build your house on that solid foundation, on that brick foundation, on that solid rock, he cannot blow your house down. And I declare and decree in this day and hour that the saints of God will come out of them straw houses. The saints of God will come out of them mud houses. And the saints of God will begin to build their spiritual walk. They begin to build their life upon a solid foundation where it is the word of God. In the name of Jesus, your life will be solid, your finances will be solid, your health will be solid, your walk will be solid, your mind will be solid, your family will be solid, your relationship will be solid, your assignment in your local ministry will be solid, your local church will be solid, your pastor will be solid, because you done built your house up on a solid foundation. And therefore, when the enemy try to come in like a flood, the standard is already lift up against him, because our house, our walls is built up on what? A solid foundation. Amen. Can we say our house is built up on a solid foundation? Amen. In order for us to stay solid, we got to do parent to our building. We can't just take this 1948 house and thinking that it could be able to sustain to this 2017 without doing no repairs, without doing no reconstruction. It's going to take time to where repairs and reconstruction comes in. Same thing with our life. Are we doing the proper repairs and reconstructing in our spiritual minds, in our spiritual walk, in our spiritual life, for we to keep on enhancing into the things of God? Are we still stuck on people gossip? Are we still stuck on people lying? Are we still stuck on people talking about you? Are we still stuck on that? Are we still stuck on they got something to say? Are we still stuck on the elementary level and God is saying, listen, you don't outgrow that level. You are 30 years old and you're still trying to sit in a third grader chair. You're still trying to sit in at a kindergarten desk. You still got your night blanket that they use for kindergarten, and you're still trying to lay on that, and you don't came out of that capacity. Well, that's the same thing that we are doing with the word of God. Amen. And we keep reflecting, we keep talking about it, we keep going into that place of these souls talking about us. Well, the Bible already told us we're going to be persecuted for his name's sake. The Bible already told us, listen, rejoice. When they want to talk about you, rejoice, my God, because God is with thee. God is walking with you. Rejoice. So you got to come out of that place, and we got to begin to stretch into individual matureness. You are not going to see the power of God work with you until you ready to come out of grade school. The disciples did not see the power of God work out of them until Jesus released them. Other than that, they were students to the gospel. They were students to the movement. They were students to Jesus, and they began to walk and see him casting out spirits, healing, working all these miracles, and working all these different things. Never once the Bible said when Jesus was walking and they were students with Jesus that these disciples performed these miracles. No, Jesus performed these miracles. But the Bible speaks about the miracles when happening. That's after the time, after when Jesus left, after when Jesus released them, because now they are ready. You're a mature individual. You are ready, and you're going to begin to see the power of my Father work through you. That's why Jesus said, you're going to begin to do greater works than I. And they begin to see that when they had this lame man by the door as they was entering into the place, and he said, my God, are you asking for something? They looked at him. He said, silver and gold, I have none, but let me give you something that I have. That's after the fact that Jesus already released them. Amen. Jesus ready to release you, but you're going to have to release yourself and come out of the place where you've been, come out of the intellect, come out of these different places where you felt comfortable at, where you felt secure in, and you got to understand it's a deeper depth into God. I want to dwell in the kingdom. Because in the kingdom, you continue to grow. In the kingdom, that's where maturity is happening at. In the kingdom, you don't have no babysitter. My God, religion, you got a babysitter. Religion, you need somebody to babysit you. You need somebody to come and tell you something, affirm you. You woman of God, I got a word for you. You know, baby, trust me. I'm good with the word of God myself because I know what God is saying in my life. Amen. I need to know what the future. I need to know what to get ready for, what we get planned for, what God has for me. Because at the end of the day, in the kingdom, you don't have that. In the kingdom is freedom. That's why the Bible speaks about where there's freedom, where there is liberty, God is in the midst, there's freedom. Amen. He come to set the captain free. That's the kingdom of God. You don't have somebody over your head to tell you to pray. In the kingdom, you already know you need to pray. You don't have somebody over your head and say you need to make it to your Sunday service. In the kingdom, excuse me, you already know how important your Sunday service is. You already know these things are very important. You already know, because in the kingdom, you don't tell nobody. I don't have to tell you to get up. You know, you don't get up. It's time to pray. It's time to fast. It's time to set God. No, you get up because you know that, my God, this has to be a lifestyle, because I want to be successful in the kingdom, and in the kingdom ain't nobody holding my hand. We want somebody to hold our hand. Somebody to affirm us. If the pastor don't affirm me, I got to leave the church. If somebody ain't paying me, excuse me, I got to leave the church. But in the kingdom, it's none of that. God is not telling you. In the kingdom, it's free will. That's why the Bible tells you accept the Lord as your personal Savior. That's your choice. You don't want to accept God. God ain't making you. That's kingdom terminology. God is not making none of us to accept him. God never made me to accept him. You know, he revealed himself to me. He began to talk to me, began to share. But I accepted him on my own free will. I accepted him myself. No one didn't make me. No one ain't make you. Same thing with the kingdom. So we have to reevaluate our spiritual walk and make sure we're not walking in religion. Even though our physical body is not in religion, well, our spiritual minds can be in religion. You might be out of the jail or you still out of the prison, but because you've been in the system so many years, you still have that prison mentality. I don't mean individuals, my God, that they don't came out of prisons, they don't came out of jail, and they don't spend so many time, they don't spend so much of time in prison. In jail. Their bodies are out of jail, but their mindset, their mentality is still in the prison. They still on the prison system, still on the prison structure. Same thing with the body of Christ. A lot of us are out of religion physically, but our minds is still having the religion residue and the religion concept to where we are not being effective in God. We are not gathering the proper philosophy for we can have the proper execution, for we can see our life being successful. I want to bring something back to you, and I'm going to get ready to go. I didn't know this introduction going into this phase is going to be this long. We got to understand, in the kingdom, God is not going to force, but it is structure in the kingdom that you have to obey. It's no one going to come by and tell you to, you need to walk in these structures, you need to do this, you need to do that. You're just not going to see results in your life. You're just not going to see what you're looking for, what you're asking for. You're not going to see it manifest. And God began to share with me, he done put everything in this earth where we could be possibly successful. He must, my God, principles that we can operate to get the results that we are looking for. Many of us are not seeing things in our life and the results in our life. Number one, we probably got bad philosophy. And because of bad philosophy, bad teaching, misdirection of the teaching, we are not executing it properly. And number two, some of us have not got the information or we have not reached that level in our life to where I begin to learn what I did not know. Amen. Some of us know some things, but we probably know it the wrong way and executed it the wrong way. Some of us probably got the truth, but our execution is off. So either way, how we want to look at it, it doesn't bring forth results. It doesn't bring forth results. Even as a job. A job got a 9-to-5. That's what time they say. They say, hey, this is what time we go to work, 9-to-5. Even as whoever, the owners, the boss, whatever, we know our time that we got to come to work. If time been set, it's 9-to-5. That's what time I got to go to work, 9-to-5. In the kingdom, God is not giving you and just say 9-to-5. No, he got what he does, he placed churches, he placed leaders, he placed different, I call them distribution centers for the Spirit of God, because that's all it is. The main headquarters is heaven, and we are a distribution center that we are distributing the miracle power, teaching, learning. We are distributing different things out of our local church, where I call distribution center, into the body of Christ. Amen. But the main headquarters is heaven. So heaven said, I need you to set a time. Set a time for prayer. Set a time for this. And make sure you obey your same time. Amen. This is our time. This is our time for prayer. This is the structure. This is what we have to do. For whatever connection, whoever you connected with, that's our their time. That's their distribution center. So you decide to connect with that. That is their time. That is what that is the time frame of that distribution center or that church, that organization, that movement is in operation, and to be showing up. If not, you are wait. My God, you are coming against what? The main corporation, and the main corporation is who? Heaven. And all the other distribution centers that is up under heaven, they have marching orders. They have orders that comes from the main house, the main corporate building. So I want you to look at this. Amen. So you got your 8-to-5, 9-to-5, 9-to-10 job that you have to be there. It's no question. It's no question. Some of us, if we call out too much, we are scared. Why? Because we're in danger of losing our job. We are in danger of losing our place. We are in danger of losing our promotion. We are in danger of losing income that is supplying our family. Do you know that your prayer time or your meeting time with your local family, your local church, your time that you are connected, that is the most valuable. That is the most important time of your day. 1 hour of prayer, communion with your family, and I call it an executive meeting before we go out. We have an executive meeting in the spirit before we go out into the natural. That is the most important time of your day, of your life. Your 2 hours church service that you're going to place a worship and empower to gather information for you to be successful in your life, that is the most important time of your life. And if you are missing it, you are not valuing your life, valuing different things for your life, and you are missing it. Because some of us, we feel as though, well, I cannot believe in this. I cannot take this serious because I'm not getting a check. You are getting a check. When you got to call on God, when you need him, you're getting a check. When God show up always on time, you're getting a check. When he didn't allow you to be homeless and your lights ain't been shut off and you don't know where the money come from, you getting the check. When a doctor done diagnosed you and you know that that sickness should have took you out, you getting a check. When the doctor done told you you got this amount of time to live and you still living on 3 to 4, 5 or 8 years after, you are getting a check. And why do I want to jeopardize my job? Because I want to come in when I want to come in, do what I want to do, and jeopardize my job, jeopardize my livelihood, jeopardize my God, my resources for my home, for my family to leave a legacy behind because I want to do what I want to do. You are getting a check. I want you to look at this. Then I got to go. My God, I said this last night. I want to say it again. For I get you all to tap into this place. For you could be in a place to where you start being faithful. For you could see the benefits of you being faithful other than just through the emotion. There are 7 days out of a week. It's 24 hours in a day. You take seven, you take the days, times it by the hours, you would get the overall hours for these 7 days. And the overall hours for these 7 days is 148 hours. out of the 148 hours, let's say we take 2 hours for a Sunday or a Saturday. It depends on what time or where you go for your local service. The average local service is between 1 hour to 2 hours. That's the average time for 1 day out of a week service. Amen. You take them 2 hours, let's say 2 hours, and you subtract it by your 148. That will leave you, my God, 166. That'll leave you 166 hours that you don't contribute for you. That's 166 hours for yourself. You gave 2 hours to God. And 2 hours, not only you giving it for God, you giving it to yourself to be in power, to get information for you could continue to be successful for your life. Amen. Then just say, for instance, you take them 2 hours, you got 2 hours, then you got 1 hour of Bible study. And once you do 1 hour of Bible study, now you got 65 hours. You take the other hour and say, hey, we're going to have prayer meetings throughout the week. Now you got 164 hours. Now you take them other hours and say, you know what, I just want to go in our leadership meeting. That's 163 hours. So you got 163 hours to yourself, and you just gave God 8 hours or 5 hours or 6 hours. Are we being faithful to them 5 hours, 6 hours? Amen. Say, for instance, I want to be in prayer all week. Just something radical. I'm in prayer all week. I'm a local church. I'm connected to what God got me connected to. I'm doing what God tell me to do. And that's just 9 hours out of a week. And out of the 9 hours, you got 158 hours that is to yourself. So 9 hours out of the week. Say God just requiring 9 hours out of the week, and we got 158 hours to ourselves. How many of us are being faithful to the 9 hours? But we want God to move for us. We want God to do things for us. We want God to see about us. But we cannot be faithful to a time frame. We want to give God what we want to give him, and we expect for God to give us his best. Well, God, I'm praying. I might not be praying with them. Well, you don't need to be connected with them. You need to disown your membership, or you need to disown your connection and go ahead and start a movement by yourself. And go ahead and do what you want by yourself. You never link up with a movement if you don't want to go about the rules. You never link up with something, and the rules comes from heaven. They come from heaven. They come from heaven to the shepherd. Shepherd got to set the house in order. Amen. So if we want to give God anything, but we expect for God to do something for us, I think we got our execution in the wrong place, and we need to begin to put our execution back in the place. God, I don't want to get on that line because they talk too much. Well, you need to be the one that help them to get out of that talking too much. That's why God needs you. Amen? So however we want to look at it, we got to make sure we executing correctly. We got to make sure we executing correctly where God could be, where we could be a blessing, not only to the heavens or the kingdom, but also a blessing to ourselves. Amen? A blessing to ourselves. Let's begin to move forward. And that there will open up your capacity to learn and capacity for you to receive more. Reason why we are not receiving more, because we are not being around the fire. It's no sense God going to pour out more to you to where you don't even want to come around to receive more just for yourself and for your life to keep on flourishing. My God, I know this was a lot of information. I'm going to break it off right here. I thank God for you all once again. And we send our love and shout out to our very own Pastor Smith. Pastor Legg, we love you. Deacon Legg Joe, we love you all. We thank you all. Pastor, I want to begin to stretch your capacity and enlarge your capacity block for more information could come in. And you're going to begin to see your execution going to be very sharp. Excuse me. And your life going to take a different spin. Amen. I see you back here again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. God bless all of you.